ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಗೋಪೀಜನಾವಲ್ಲಭ ಶ್ರೀವರದಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನಾವಲ್ಲಭ ಶ್ರೀವರದಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನಾವಲ್ಲಭ ಶ್ರೀವರದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ 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 ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Jaya Prabhupada 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 Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Nam Sankirtana Yajna Ki Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narutamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tadojayam Mudirait Nashtaprayeshu Avadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पुङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणम्। July 26th, 2014, Chicago. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 7th chapter, verse 25. Indra offends Brihaspati. Tadvishwarupam bhajatashu vipram. तपस्विनां त्वष्ट्राम् अथात्मवन्तम् सभाजितो अर्थान् स विधस्यते वो यदि क्षमिष्यद्वम् उतस्य कर्मा तद्विश्वरूपं भजताशु विप्रम् तपस्विनां त्वष्ट्राम् अथात्मवन्तम् सभाजितो अर्थान् स विधस्यते वो यदि क्षमिष्याद्वान् Uthashya, which one is going? Karma. Somebody else can chant. Jai Jagannath. यदि शमिष्यात्मं उतस्य कर्म ब्रियल्स तद्विश्वरूपं भजताशु विप्रम् तपस्विनां त्वष्ट्राम् अथात्मवन्तम् सभाजितो अर्थान् सविधास्यते वो यदि शमिष्वद्धान् उतस्य कर्मा तद्विश्वरूपं भजताशु विप्रम् तपस्विनां त्वष्ट्राम् अथात्मवन्तम् सभाजितो अर्थान् सविधास्यते वो यदि शमिष्वाध्याम् उतस्य कर्म माताजी यद्विश्वरूपं भजताशु विप्रम् तपस्विनां त्वष्ट्राम् अथात्मवन्तम् सभाजितो अर्थान् सविधस्यते वो यदि शमिष्वध्यान उतस्य कर्मा। तद्विश्वरूपं भजताशु विप्रम् तपस्विनां त्वष्ट्राम् अथात्मवन्तम् Sabhajito Arthan Savidashyate Vo Yadi Shamishadvam Uthasya Karma. Thank you. Word to word translation. Tat. Therefore, Vishwarupam Vishwarupa Bhajata, just worship as Guru. Ashu, immediately. Vipram, who is a perfect Brahmana. Tapasvinam, undergoing great austerities and penances. Tvashtram, the son of Tvashta. Atha, as well as Atmavantam, very independent. Sabhajitaha, being worshipped. Arthan, the interest. Saha, he. Vidhashyate, will execute. Vaha, of all of you. Yadi, if. Shamishadvam, you tolerate. Utha, indeed. Ashya, his karma, activities to support the daityas. Translation and purport. O demigods, I instruct you to approach Vishwarupa, the son of Tvashta, and accept him as your guru. He is a pure and very powerful Brahmana, undergoing austerity and penances. Pleased by your worship, he will fulfill your desires, provided that you tolerate his being inclined to side with the demons. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma advised the demigods to accept the son of Tvashta as a spiritual master, although he was always inclined towards the benefit of the asuras. Yeah, I'll read some more verses. Text 26, translation. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, thus advised by Lord Brahma and relieved of their anxiety, all the demigods went to the sage Vishwarup, the son of Tvashta. My dear king, they embraced him and spoke as follows. The demigod said, beloved Vishwarup, may there be all good fortune for you. We, the demigods, have come to your ashrama as your guests. Please try to fulfill our desires according to the time, since we are on the level of your parents. One more. O Brahmana, the highest duty of a son, even though he has sons of his own, is to serve his parents. And what to speak of a son who is a brahmachari? So we'll read till there. And then if there is time, we'll discuss more. But so we'll start. Okay. So we are in this chapter, chapter 7, Indra offends Brihaspati. So some of you are joining us. So just a quick recap. So Indra was sitting on his throne in his heavenly kingdom. By his side was his wife, Sachi Devi. And he was being worshipped by practically, you know, everyone in the universe. So there was a big celebration, like a festival. The apsaras were dancing, they were, you know, singing. And Indra was being offered, you know, the chamara fan. So he was being worshipped literally. And as this is happening, his spiritual master, Brihaspati, he walks into the assembly. And because Indra is so engrossed in receiving this worship, he doesn't even notice that his spiritual master has come in. So he doesn't practically do anything. Neither does he get up from the throne and offer him obeisances, nor does he get up at least and acknowledge his coming, or nor does he offer him some words. And Brihaspati, he understands, you know, he sees that this has happened, and out of compassion, he leaves the assembly. And then as soon as he leaves the assembly, Indra, he realizes, the grave mistake he has committed. And then he starts to condemn himself. There are some beautiful shlokas, how he does that. And then it is also mentioned afterwards, because of his offense to his spiritual master, neglect Guru Ravagya, practically he lost all his powers and opulences. And simultaneously, the daityas, they were worshipping, their spiritual master Sukracharya, in a very, devout manner. And so they gained strength. So there is this constant tussle going on between the daityas and the demigods and the demons. And so the demons, they overthrew Indra, and Indra he lost his kingdom. Not only Indra, but all the demigods as well. And in such a condition, like it is mentioned, Vigatajvara, which is a phrase that comes also in Bhagavad Gita. So Indra and all the demigods were very, very aggrieved. And so what does Indra do? He goes to Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma, he chastises him. He said, yes, whatever you did was very offensive. But then he gives him some remedy. So this is where we are right now, actually. One other appreciation for Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the previous chapter, the last verse of the previous chapter, briefly, Sukadeva Goswami is describing, in that chapter is describing the progeny of Prajapati Daksha. And in the last verse, he describes about how, Indra, at some point, having offended his spiritual master Brihaspati, will accept the son of Tvashtha, Vishwarupa, as his guru. And so while Parikshit Maharaj is hearing this, of course he'll come to that he accepts Vishwarupa, but his first concern is, what did Indra do? What happened? How did Indra offend his spiritual master? What happened? So Parikshit Maharaj, he asked that question. And then Sukadeva Goswami is narrating that. And now we have come to this place in this pastime where what Parikshit Maharaj had told earlier, that Vishwarup would become the guru of Indra, that is coming to pass. So there are many, many wonderful points here. So the first is, as we've been discussing, to continue in our spiritual life, smoothly, there are three things that are required, three main things. One is exclusive devotional service to Krishna. Then Acharya Upasana, worship of the spiritual master. And then also, as we were discussing yesterday, honoring, the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. In fact, Bhishma Dev instructs Yudhishthira Maharaj that one who leads his life according to these three principles of pleasing Krishna, worshipping, the Vaishnavas, the Vipras, and leading his life according to theistic conduct, he has no reason to lament in his life. So here, what has just happened is, Indra, he has offended his spiritual master. And then almost immediately, he goes to Lord Brahma. So this happens quite a bit. This can happen to us as well. And Lord Brahma, while after chastising him, he understands the value of Indra again, you know, having some shelter. So Indra, after neglecting his spiritual master, he becomes shelterless. And so part of his anxiety or what he encounters after that is because of losing the shelter of his guru. And so Lord Brahma, he understands, you know, the importance of this basically. So Lord Brahma, he immediately tells him that he should take shelter of another, you know, Brahmana. So this happens quite a bit. This can happen within the current context as well. Because of our conditioned nature, we sometimes offend Vaishnavas. And as soon as we come to our senses, then if we approach, you know, a senior Vaishnava, then what they do is, they may do several things, but one of the things that they will do is, they will ensure that there is some shelter that you have. And simultaneously, they will also instruct us to get to the root, you know, of why this happened. So we take corrective measures and it doesn't happen again. So Vaishnavas are very, very merciful. This is there in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Where in the Ramananda Rai's discussion with Lord Chaitanya, he asked him, what is the most unfortunate thing in this world? So the most unfortunate thing in this world is to be bereft of, you know, Vaishnava Sangha. So the Vaishnavas, they are very, very merciful. And they understand how important it is for somebody's, you know, Krishna consciousness, spiritual life, that shelter is there. And even if, you know, somebody, you know, I guess, you know, shuns away the shelter out of, you know, because of their anarthas, they still try to reach out to them and make some other arrangements. You know, I've seen this happen in my own, like, immediate family, my spiritual master, you know. So there is a counselor system in many of the spiritual master's family. And so, well, this is the material world. So sometimes what happens is, you know, there is a schism or there is a break in some relationship between, you know, a counselor and a Vaishnava. You know? So what is to be done? And my spiritual master's concern, our spiritual master's concern is, well, okay, let us see if this gentleman will connect with somebody else. We'll come back to this, as to why this happened and so on and so forth. But let us explore. So the spiritual master and the counselor, so this is the nature of the Vaishnava. He wants that everybody should progress in Krishna consciousness. So if for some reason he is not able to do that service, you know, then he's okay, he's happy. As long as the Vaishnava, he's connecting with somebody else, then he's happy to see the Vaishnava advance. So sometimes the spiritual master and the counselors, you know, they have meetings and they discuss, okay, so what is to be done? You know, that. So it's very beautifully the spiritual master, the way he doesn't, you know, reject the disciple who is performing some service on his behalf. And of course, there may be some imperfections in his service because everybody is growing. So he is grateful for the service that somebody has rendered. You know, and then if the situation is that somebody has to take shelter of another person, then, you know, in a Vaishnava way, one considers all that. So here Lord Brahma, he understands that Indra has done a big mistake, and he also knows that this is his tendency,
This most likely will happen again. So if you read carefully this verse, it's the last, one of the last words he's saying, yeah, he's saying, pleased by your worship, he will fulfill your desires, provided that you tolerate his being inclined to side with the demons. So Lord Brahma is making some arrangement for Indra, and he's saying, you go and take your shelter. But then he's also saying, knowing Indra's nature, and knowing in a way our nature also, sometimes the spiritual master will do it. So take shelter of that person. But again, you know, be careful that the offense that was committed earlier, you know, doesn't repeat. So here, Lord Brahma is telling Indra to be, you know, tolerant, provided that you tolerate, he's been inclined to side with the demons. So again, in my context, in our context, the spiritual master, the reason I'm saying all these things is there are different levels, you know, of teachers. Like here, Indra, for example, right now, Indra's main business or his main concern is, I want my kingdom back. So Lord Brahma, he is connecting him with a Brahmana who is qualified. No? So like later on it is mentioned, like he calls himself a Purohit, a priest. He's a priest. Tvashta, you know, Vishwarupa is a priest. And so he has a certain qualifications to perform certain things to fulfill the desire of Indra. So Lord Brahma actually is very expertly, he is meeting Vishwarupa wherever he is. And he is connecting him with a qualified Brahmana, you know, who does that service, you know, and Indra can be pacified. So there are different grades of teachers. Prabhupada writes later that that for us to learn from any teacher, we have to have the proper attitude. So here he is saying, be tolerant, you know, that he might side with the demons. So similarly, in our Vaishnava Sangha, in the Hare Krishna movement, so there is a spiritual master, and in some cases he engages some of his disciples to extend care on his behalf. And so some of the disciples are also learning, you know, they are growing in their Krishna consciousness. So They may not be completely purified. They are not completely purified. So in that not being completely purified condition, but they are still trying to render some service to the spiritual master. And so I, a person who is receiving such service, I should not look at, you know, their imperfection, so to speak. So just like how I am, you know, in the process of Krishna consciousness, you know, my senior god brother, he is also in the journey. So of course we should not become offensive or like considering him, you know, to be on the same level as us. Like here, for example, here it is saying immediately, you know, he is saying worship him as a guru, and he says Ashu immediately. So Lord Brahma, he is telling Indra, accept Vishwarupa and then immediately worship him. So this is also an important quality of the disciple, to be, you know, malleable. Again, in our movement, things have happened where, you know, some devotees have been there in the movement for some time, and then, you know, somehow, you know, they're unable to continue. And so in many cases, these devotees, they are giving shelter. And so it's a crisis, it's a moment of crisis for the devotees that are taking shelter from such a person. But then when the spiritual master, he requests the disciples or the aspiring, you know, family members to take shelter of another person, then they do that basically. Yeah, fresh from the ISKCON disciple course as well. So they talk about this also quite a bit in that. What happens if there is such a situation? You know, then what should be done? So immediately shelter should be again taken, so that, you know, we don't become like a ribbon cloud without any shelter. So here Lord Brahma is telling Indra that you accept Vishwarup as your guru and you worship him, bhajatashu, worship him immediately. Lord Brahma advised the demigods to accept the son of Tvashtha as their spiritual master, although he was always inclined towards the benefit of the asuras. So here Indra, he is accepting the words of Brahma unquestioningly. Well, he says, take shelter of Vishwarup. So then he goes to Vishwarup, takes his shelter. So I wanted to share these things first. So from the first purport, now reading along next few verses. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, thus advised by Lord Brahma and relieved of their anxiety, all the demigods went to the sage Vishwarup, the son of Tvashtha. My dear king, they embraced him and spoke as follows. So again, as we were discussing earlier, Prabhupada talks quite a bit about the position of, you know, the street dog and the dog who has a master, anatha and sanatha. We are meant to be dependent, that is our, you know, constitutional position. So we should try to stay under the shelter of Vaishnavas, even though it may be, you know, sometimes the circumstances may be very, very excruciating, even then, like the Chataka bird. The Chataka bird is a special bird which drinks water only from the rain cloud. There is a lot of fresh water even on the ground, but it doesn't take water from there. So this Chataka bird sometimes, so it chases the cloud. And sometimes the clouds have rain, sometimes they don't have rain, sometimes they even have thunder and lightning. But then the Chataka bird, it doesn't, you know, take any other shelter. So similarly, Prabhupada mentions that a devotee is like that. He takes exclusive shelter of Krishna, Vaishnavas, and sometimes there is, you know, thunder and lightning. So that's okay. Yeah, but he doesn't leave their shelter. So now, the demigods are speaking. The demigod said, beloved Vishwarupa, may there be all good fortune for you. We the demigods have come to your ashrama as your guests. Please try to fulfill our desires according to the time, since we are on the level of your parents. Next verse. O Brahmana, the highest duty of a son, even though he has sons of his own, is to serve his parents. And what to speak of a son who is a brahmachari? And then in the next verse, just I'll read the translation. Somebody can cover this verse tomorrow or Monday. The acharya, the spiritual master who teaches all the Vedic knowledge and gives initiation by offering the sacred thread, is the personification of all the Vedas. Similarly, a father personifies Lord Brahma, a brother King Indra, a mother the planet Earth, and a sister Mercy. A guest personifies religious principles, an invited guest personifies the demigod Agni, and all living entities personify Lord Vishnu, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, in the previous verse, he's saying, so the demigods are approaching Vishwarup. So Vishwarup, from here it is quite obvious that he's a brahmachari, son of Tvashtha, very qualified, And so they're saying, the highest duty of a son, even though he has sons of his own, is to serve his parents. And what to speak of a son who is a brahmachari? Okay. So I see many, many brahmacharis here. And as His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj was speaking, so brahmachari is, you know, life and soul is his spiritual master. A grihastha's life and soul also is a spiritual master. But a grihastha, as it is being mentioned here, he has his own family as well. He has his wife, he has his children. So the devotion to Guru is shown even to his family members. It is reposed, or it is, you know, given to his family members. Now here, the brahmachari, as you know, the demigods are saying, so they are saying that you are a brahmachari, we are like your parents, and a brahmachari who has no other, you know, family of his own, you know, his exclusive duty is to serve his father. So we can take it in the context of, you know, the seminal line, you know, the family systems, or we can take it in the way, you know, in our society, in the Vaishnava society. So the brahmachari, you know, main duty is to serve his spiritual master without reservation, like whatever the spiritual master requires him to do, you know, he does that. So again, to briefly summarize, the importance of having, you know, the shelter of Vaishnavas, and somehow or the other, even if, you know, accidents happen even on the royal road. So if we have, you know, strayed away from our shelters, either because of our own, you know, misdoing or something else has happened, in either case, we should try to find somebody and approach them to again, you know, regain shelter and continue in a Krishna consciousness. So I wanted to share that and see if there's any discussion, any questions or comments. Yes, Prabhu. Say that again. The first spirit, One more time. Yeah, go ahead. I'll repeat, yeah. What is the father is, Sorry, discouraging one, is it? Okay. How would you reconcile your services to your father? That's your question. Several things. One is our scriptures, they glorify the rarity of human form of life. Yeah? The rarity of the human form of life, how rare the human form of life it is. So we have received this human form of life from a set of parents. Yeah. So from that perspective, your parents, they are servants of Krishna. They may be devotees, they may not be devotees, but they are servants of Krishna. That's one. So that shift in us will make a big difference. Because we, at one level, we do make a distinction between a devotee and a non-devotee. So while we are in the Kanishta platform, in a way we are, so in this instance, we are being encouraged, again, not to imitate, but to emulate the vision of the Paramahamsas. The Paramahamsas, they are seeing that everybody is actually engaged in the service of Krishna. So that's one. So our parents, they are actually servants of Krishna. They may know it, they may not know it. That's one. Look at it from Krishna's perspective. Krishna says that neither is one dear to me, nor is anyone envious. Neither am I envious of anyone, nor is anyone dear to me. So if we are trying to be Vaishnavas, a Vaishnava exemplifies the qualities of Krishna. So we have to move. I acknowledge, you know, things may have happened in all of our family systems. In fact, that's what, you know, I do besides, you know, Krishna consciousness, I counsel. So things have happened in our family system where it seems that it is not so ideal, you know, circumstances not so ideal. But then if we see as Krishna sees our parents, he doesn't envy them, or are they their favorites? So using reconciliation. So the first thing is to see them as the servants of Krishna. Another is, let me see how Krishna sees them. Okay. Then another thing also is we hear. So this is how we have to apply these principles. We understand that not a blade of grass moves without the will of Krishna. And we don't get to choose which family we are born in. Krishna mentions his system is flawless. Is Krishna's system flawless? Yes. So that means Krishna has chosen these parents. So now if I say yes to these parents, that means I'm saying yes to Krishna. If I'm saying no to this parent, I'm saying no to Krishna. So I've taken birth in a particular time, place, circumstance, family, because the laws of nature, laws of karma, they're actually working perfectly, flawlessly. So I've taken birth. So actually my parents are the agents of Krishna. They are instruments of my purification. So more can be said. So now with all this, so first actually if we are situated internally properly, then the externality is, will, you know, Krishna will give you the intelligence. Tadami buddhi yogam tham yena mam upayanti te. So you pray to Krishna, I want, so all these things that I said, I want to see, I mean, not just you, but all of us, I think we all have our shares, you know, if not parents, maybe wives or husbands or children, or, you know, fill in the blank. So everybody that is in our life, they are there, you know, as Krishna prasadam. They are the mercy of Krishna. Lord Brahma talks about this in his Srimad Bhagavatam verses, right? And then once the internal shift happens, then Krishna will give you the intelligence. How to, you know, interact with your father. So the best way you can say is, so I have received this amazing and rare gift from my father and mother, and I'm going to actually use this human form of life and perfect my life. And in that way you actually, you dedicate your self-realization to your father. You don't even have to sort of do anything for him explicitly. But this, you know, the burning in our heart, you know, or holding some grudges against them, you know, it will not serve us well actually. Krishna mentions attachment and aversion are the two sides of the same coin. It is actually detrimental to our own spiritual life. And these parents, our parents, or for any matter, for that matter, anyone, any, all living entities, they are parts and parcels of Krishna. So actually, when I say, if I say that I reject this part, that means I'm rejecting Krishna. So I don't want this hand or this leg or this eye, like that. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, to chant the holy name offenselessly, one should not criticize any living entities. So practically what we can do is, it might sound quite odd, but write a gratitude journal for your father. Anyway, you're a Brahmachari, so you will not, probably you don't understand it, this. But I have a son who is 4 years old. So practically, at least for this much, or practically, the son is dependent to survive. If your mother or father didn't take care of you, you would not be here. So I was talking to my wife, like, is Gorgonda is 4 years, my son. But I said, wow, we've already put in 8 years of our life into this guy. And like 24/7. And for our mothers, anyway, this is what I do quite often. So for the mothers, they have carried us in her womb. She has carried us in her womb for 9 months. So just for that, that's it. Whether she has done anything after that or not is irrelevant. Similarly, a father also. In some, we all come from heavy, this is Kali Yuga, heavy systems. In some cases, the fathers, some devotees, they don't even know who their father is, or their father left home. So all kinds of things. And what happens is, if these things are not, addressed, resolved properly, I've seen that we bring those same impressions into the Vaishnava Sangha. And then what happens? So if you have an issue with a father, and it comes up as an issue with a spiritual master or men. We have trouble getting along with men. Especially as a Brahmachari, for you, you come in the line of men. So it's very important that you properly, for you to sort of, be there to have it clean and clear. So you can associate with other men, with father figures, spiritual master, Vaishnavas. So it actually has a direct impact on our spiritual life. I see what happens in our family systems, how they impact Vaishnava relationships. We bring all those things into the realm of Vaishnava Sangha, projections, so on and so forth. Anyway, thank you so much for your question. Anything else? Karunanidhi Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
I want to add something that in chapter 9th canto, in the son of Dushmanta is Bharata, and there Prabhupada has mentioned that Putra means the son delivers his father's. And so if the son is a Vaishnava,
that's the best thing you can do for your father, yeah. Right, so you become a perfect Vaishnava, and but then I'm sharing that our ability to become perfect Vaishnava will depend on our attitude to our father or whoever, basically, in a way. Our Krishna consciousness, I'm sure we've all heard, our Krishna consciousness depends on our attitude to a person who we rightfully have a claim to hold a grudge against. Our Krishna consciousness depends, our advancement, it depends on our attitude to a person who we rightfully have a claim to hold a grudge against. That's where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. Yeah. Anything else? Anybody would like to add anything? Or share anything?
Also, the context was that Prabhu was mentioning is that we hear that towards the envious, we're to be negligent or neglect them, upeksha. So one can not have any animosity towards the family or family system, and but still one has to take into consideration, if it is the case that they're envious, shouldn't one take into consideration that envy in order to determine how to actually behave or interact with
them? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know? So although one is, you were saying Samohams, or, you know, Krishna sees it in this way, but then he also says, but they have bhakti, I'm attracted on that
right.
side.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I think he speaks about being negligent means not discussing spiritual subject matters
exactly.
with such persons and so on.
Yeah.
Because it would irritate their minds.
Yeah.
But you still have respect and, you know, appropriate dealings, you know, accordingly.
Correct, yeah. And that's what I meant when I said, first, if your attitude becomes appropriate, then Krishna will also give you the intelligence, what to do, when to do, and so on and so forth. Who knows? Those same persons, it could actually be an issue with our attitude towards them. They are not devotees. Their envy could also be inflamed by our attitude. Anyway, I'm saying there are exceptions. So there are multiple levels, like as Prabhu said, you become a perfect Vaishnava, even if you don't have another word with your father, you know, the spiritual benefit will go to them. But then, one may also do something, if, you know, circumstances move in that way. Yeah. Since you talked about reconciliation looks, you know, so many different shapes. If they show some interest, as Prabhu was saying, if they show some interest, then we may overtly, you know, show our affection to them. But either way, the important point I'm making is, covertly at least, covertly, we have to have affection in our heart. Whether we are able to express it overtly or not, that will depend on, you know, on all so many factors. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. So, associating means giving our heart, like discussing, you know, these details of Krishna consciousness. So we may not do that. But then we may pray for them, we may wish well for them. But how can you wish well for them or pray for them if we are not there? Details can be filled in later. Begins with the attitude. Anything else? Okay, so we will end here. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Thank you.